When was the last time you found yourself in an interview situation? More importantly, perhaps, how did you get on? I'm here with Will Rowe, who has more than a decade's experience in the recruitment industry and founder and director of Oasis James, a niche recruitment consulting firm here in London. Who better to go to for tips on how to perform well and effectively at an interview, particularly in a tough job market like we have today? Will, on the basis of your experience, what marks out the strongest interview candidates from the rest of the crowd?
Hi there, Simon. I think there's a number of different things. I mean, I've been sat on both sides of the fence, both as a recruitment consultant and as a hiring manager, and there are any number of different things. It could be the way that they present themselves in terms of the way that they look. It could be their experience. But for me, one of the most important things is the kind of questions they ask and in fact, what sort of questions they ask.
Interesting, because most people would assume that as a candidate in an interview situation, it's the interviewer who asks the questions, not you yourself. What are the right sorts of questions in that case to ask an interview? What sorts of questions should people be looking to use in an interview?
That in itself is a very good question, Simon. I think that it's not necessarily what you ask, it's the fact that you're actually asking the questions. A lot of the time, especially less experienced interviewees, people who are applying for a job, expect to walk into an interview, be asked lots of questions, and then get a job based on that. You have to remember that in today's climate, there are many, many candidates usually applying for a much smaller number of jobs. By asking questions, it shows that you've actually done some research, that you've thought about this, and that you're going in with some sort of a game plan. There are some fairly simple things to think about when you're approaching a job. First of all, what is it that I want to get out of this? In terms of, are there new things that I'd like to learn? What is my opportunity for career progression within this company? And by asking these sorts of questions, it shows the interviewer that you have actually considered all of these different things prior to the meeting. Also, by sitting down and writing out a list of questions that you can actually take in with you, it means that if the interview isn't going particularly well and you feel that you're on the back foot quite a lot and you're not answering questions in the way that you should be, you can ask a question to get the interviewer talking, to give you a chance to actually recover your poise, and also then to allow them to feel that you are taking an interest in what it is that they have to say. And there are some very simple ways of doing this. The first is to ask what's called an open question. Open questions are designed to get people talking to you and to give you lots of information. The idea being that if you ask a question which begins with what, why, how, who, or where, that person then has to give you information. What is the size of the team? Where can I go with this job? What sort of training is on offer? How large is the company? What sort of plans have you got? Those sorts of things engage with your interviewer and get them feeling that you actually are interested in what it is that they have to say. So really, it is very important to consider before you go into an interview what it is that you're going to ask the interviewer, because you're not going cap in hand for a job. You're there to find out, first of all, is this the right sort of job for me? Is it the right company for me? At the same time, the interviewer has to find out, is this the right candidate for me? Do I feel that they're going to be the right person for me to employ? So do bear in mind before you go in, think about what open questions you can ask to get the interviewer talking to you.
And I guess the very fact that most candidates, most interviewees wouldn't think to ask probing questions in an interview plays to your advantage, because you're much more likely to stand out and be different if you go in there and bluntly surprise the interviewer by behaving differently and asking those questions. And it's interesting, just relating, Will, what you've said to the speaking world, the power of questions in engaging an audience is well known and often used by speakers to raise that level of engagement. So, Will, thanks very much indeed for your thoughts there. And so if you have an interview situation coming up, there it is. What questions could you ask to engage and, dare I say, even surprise the interviewer? If you want to find out more about Oasis James and the work they do, you can find them on www.oasis-james.co.uk. More soon!